You're listening to SBS News.
Sickle cell disease is on the rise in Australia. It's often inherited from parents who weren't aware they carried the abnormal gene. One person who was so afflicted is 11-year-old Mapalo Joy. More than 1 year after Mapalo received a bone marrow transplant from her older sister, Mapalo is cured and is able to live life to the full. The founder of Australian Sickle Advocacy is Agnes Nasofwa. She says Mapalo's improvement is remarkable.
It's so amazing. In terms of producing the bone marrow, she's cured. No more, because she used to have transfusions and red cell exchange every 4 weeks. No more of that. She's only on one tablet just to boost her immune system.
But Mapalo is one of the lucky ones. Sickle cell disease is a rare genetic blood disorder. There's only approximately 1,000 known cases in Australia. It is inherited from both parents who carry the gene. Ms. Nasofwa says up to 250 million people worldwide carry the sickle cell trait, but most don't know they have it. And it wasn't known Mapalo had it until well after her birth.
For myself, I lived over 30 years without knowing that I had the sickle cell gene. And we just knew when she was born, I think 14 months later, when she was diagnosed, that she had the disease.
Joseph Mora suffers from the disease. He made an attempt not to pass it to his baby daughter.
Because I knew everything that I've gone through, the pains and the way it has put me down, I really don't want my child to go through the same thing that I went through.
Mr. Mora says his wife was tested for the disease before she was pregnant to ensure she was not a carrier. Mr. Mora is now urging other expectant parents to get screened.
It doesn't matter if you're from Africa or you're from Asia. So my advice is it's better to get tested to know if you have the gene.
The simple blood test is covered under Medicare. Haematologist Professor Joy Ho says those from certain migrant or ethnic communities should particularly look into being tested.
It's important for people from ethnic groups in whom there is a high prevalence of the disease, such as African communities, people from the Middle East, the Mediterranean and India, where there is a high prevalence of the disease, to be tested to know whether they have carriership of sickle globin and whether they therefore would be at risk of having a child with this possibly severe syndrome.
Professor Ho says a new national registry is being formed to help track the number of patients and provide support. Sunila Wasti, SBS News.